Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace. What up, family? We back. This is Brother Kev, a Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Assalamu alaikum. Hope Chapman and Barry Ghani. Mufasa Ra.
And we are Collective Minds Radio. We are back, family. We missed y'all last week. You know, we only take off two times per year. You know, we took off Super Bowl, which was last week, and then we also take off Mother's Day. So we missed the family, but we back in the building. God willing, inshallah, we are here. So thanks for joining us. We appreciate everybody. Collective Minds is not a spectator sport, and at Collective Minds, we all ain't got to think alike, but we all got to think. That's a fact. So we hear y'all. What's up? It's been a couple weeks. So Queen Rigel, how was your 2 week vacation, so to speak? How was your 2 weeks, and do you have any announcements for us?
My 2 weeks was great, productive, inside, but productive. I know it is bitter cold outside, so I'm not really trying to go out there.
Man. Yes, indeed.
You don't want to even go out there for a second.
It's single digits.
It's dangerous.
You feel me? Single digits. It's dangerous.
No, no
yes,
digits.
It is.
Well,
yes, it
no
is.
No announcements.
All right. Yes, indeed, my brother Mufasa Ra. How was your week? I got three questions for you, my brother. How was your week? You 2 weeks. Do you have any announcements? And what did you think about that Super Bowl? Talk to me.
My brother. My brother. That's what I'm talking about. Now you're getting somewhere. So, yeah, I had a good week. I'm with Rigel. It's too damn cold here, though. You know, I didn't have to go out in this cold every day, and I ain't like it. You know, I ain't liking it at all. This ain't for me. So I need warm weather to come on back quick. Now, you know, let's get on to this Super Bowl. The Super Bowl was great. If y'all didn't know, I said at the beginning of the season, when Tom Brady went to the Buccaneers, I said they going to the Super Bowl point blank. So I need my credit from everybody out there who can hear this, who know that I said it. I predicted that they was going to win the Super Bowl from the jump. I mean, I knew it was going to happen. And dang, nabbity, it happened. Tom Brady has proved that he is the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Raiders fan, which I really don't really like Tom Brady because he not my team out of a Super Bowl a long time ago. And when I was a prior Rams fan, he knocked my team out of the Super Bowl. So I've never been a big Brady fan. But I had to somewhat respect the dude. After this, what he did this year, going to Tampa Bay at 43 years old, and playing how he played, man, we just got to just get a man the prop. He's the GOAT. Point blank. So I ain't gonna argue with that no more. Tom Brady is the GOAT. Now, the other thing I wanted to touch on is COVID with the Super Bowl. I don't know if y'all was watching it, but I didn't social distancing, please. Man, wasn't nobody trying to hear that. You know, Super Bowl. That's the other thing I said. When it comes to the Super Bowl, the NFL football, it's undefeated. COVID was not stopping that. You know, and
right.
I'll add to that, and then I'm going to, you know, sit back. But in my opinion, ever since Trump got out of office, the COVID talks have been going down. I could definitely just be me tripping. Y'all might disagree with that. But I think the COVID is mysteriously trying to fade away now that Trump's out of office. But y'all tell me what y'all think. But, yep, that's it on my end.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, brother. Yeah, that's an interesting perspective, and I kind of feel that to a certain degree. I think the COVID talks are going down, at least from what I've been hearing, let's say, the past week or two. You know, I've been seeing they've been talking about cases have gone down and the numbers are going down and whatnot. You know, I guess they're getting people vaccinated. I actually ran into a few people. My uncle and his wife got the vaccine, which was, you know, the first people that I personally knew that got it. They got their first dose, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I guess the talks are going down. They say they got enough vaccines for everybody and whatnot. So, that's interesting, you know, that you said that. So, we're going to see, you know, see how this thing play out. Either way, if they can, you know, let it die down and we can get back to doing what we do, then, you know, I'm cool with that too, for real, because, you know, with these traveling stipulations and things with people going back to work, we don't know how this going to play out. Are they going to make you get the vaccine? You know, do you have to show some paperwork that you didn't, you know, got tested? I know at some, you know, some airport, or I'm sorry, airlines or whatnot, you may have to show that you test negative 48 hours before you travel or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, there's still more to come on that story, you know, more to come. Yeah, family, we here. My 2 weeks was great. You dig what I'm saying? I've been kind of in the zone, getting things together around the house. And, you know, I've been staying away from the news per se, but I do kind of check it just to keep a pulse of what's going on. But, you know, my week was great.
We know you've been chasing the money. You've been chasing the money.
That's all.
Don't admit it. We know you've been chasing the bag. Come on out with it. Admit it.
Yes, sir. I mean, I'm not denying that. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I've just been, you know, getting into these charts and trying to invest. And, you know, I'm just trying, like you said,
video.
Secure the bag.
I was telling Mufasa earlier I was going to do a video of you. But it's not going to be us looking at the world through your eyes, and everything we look at, everything we see is just going to be Bitcoin, cryptocurrency.
Oh.
Everybody you talk to
is
going to have a crypto
coin
on their
head. Bitcoin on their head.
Everything.
This is a fact.
The world will be seeing cryptocurrency.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of what I've been on. I've been kind of submerged in that particular world, the cryptocurrency world, Bitcoin. And let me just say this too, family. Bitcoin is right at about 48, 49, 50,000 for one Bitcoin. But, family, it's still not too late, because everybody I've been talking to, I'm telling them, it's still not too late. It went up. You don't want to get it at this price. You can invest as little as $5, $5, $10, $100 into Bitcoin, and you'll just get a fraction of that Bitcoin. Also, with these other cryptocurrencies, you have to do your research, but there are a lot of good projects that are very cheap right now, meaning under a dollar, under $5, under $10, under $20, that are projected to go real high. And based on, you know, what type of project they got and the utility of it, the use case, you can put a little money down, a little stimulus money. When they give us this, when they give us this little $1,400, you know what I'm saying? If they ever pass that, I would seriously consider investing in Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Just do your research. And like I said, we may do a show on, you know, some top cryptocurrencies or whatnot, but I've been submerged in that space, like the brother said, and that's what it is. And it's, you know, it's been good, it's been profitable, and I think people, you know, they go create a lot of thousandaires, millionaires out of this time right now. So it's not too late to get in and buy some Bitcoin and buy some crypto. It's not too late, family. So anybody listening, you know, I would definitely, you know, implore you to make that move. At least do some research and look into it. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that could, you know, that'll hurt you by just looking into it and see, you know, see what's available.
It ain't gonna hurt you to put in $100. That ain't gonna hurt you.
Yeah, to put in $100, that ain't gonna hurt you either. And it will set.
But
I'm telling you,
to
set you up. Yes, indeed.
Now this is sidebar. I mean, I know I don't like football. I'm not into it, but I do have a football comment about the Tom Brady guy.
Okay.
And I may have mentioned
indeed.
It before. It may have been off air, though. But Tom Brady's wife does, like, rituals for him. And
right.
They said that.
Right. I remember you saying that, yeah.
That's why they contribute that to his success. And he said when she first started doing it, he thought, you know, she was tripping. But he said when he started actually becoming successful, he felt like it was working. So now he all down with the program. He, like, do whatever you need to do. So she
right.
go real deep with it, with her ritual. She do
right,
all kinds
right,
of
right,
stuff. She,
right,
yeah, so I
right,
thought that was
I
interesting.
Heard
but
I remember you saying
that. Ever since she been
that
doing
is
it, ever since she been doing it. They say, you know, he been popping.
So his wife, he been popping. His wife is Gisele Bündchen, who is a model from Brazil, right? So if you know anything about Brazil, you know they got a lot of different, you know, religious things or different, you know, Palo Mayombe and Santeria, all these different spiritual systems. And I'm sure she probably picked up some of that from them, so... You know, me on my Cosmic Kev, I'm actually a fan of rituals and trying to do things to manipulate a particular outcome. You know what I'm saying? So I actually think rituals work. You know what I'm saying? I actually know they work.
But you don't even have to use the word manipulate. You can just control it. You're just controlling
right.
it. You know?
Control it, right. A particular
yeah.
situation, right. Right. So, yeah.
Which
so,
we all
so
have
I,
the ability
I ain't
to
not
control.
Gonna, right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So that's what it is, family. Those were our announcements. And today's show, you know, we're going to keep it light and fun for the family. Let me just start by saying this. Happy Valentine's Day, if you celebrate Valentine's Day. And that is the question for today. You know, we're going to keep it light for the family, so call up. And let us know what you think. But the question is, do you celebrate Valentine's Day? Why or why not? Okay.
It looks like we have another technical
let us know.
Issue.
Who is?
No, I'm saying it looks like we have a technical issue.
Oh, we have
a technical issue. Keep going.
Okay. No worries. So, yeah, family. Hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. It is, you know, February 14th, 2021. So hit us up. We're asking, do you celebrate Valentine's Day? Why or why not? Let's go. So we go open up, of course, like always, with our sister, Rigel. Do you celebrate Valentine's Day? Why?
Tell them no.
Or why not?
Tell them no, sis. Tell the women out there you ain't with it. Tell them you ain't with this foolishness.
Well, I will say this. I do look at it as like I look at the rest of the things that we celebrate, the rest of the holidays and things like that. It just doesn't matter. I feel like I just like to do my own thing, you know. So I give love all the time. I give love all the time. So it's like, it's now, don't get me wrong, I'm willing to receive, you know. So I'm not against that. I take my flowers while I'm here, you know. So I will put that out there.
All right.
I will accept my roses now. But as far as just an overall general thing, it's not a big deal, you know. I don't like to emphasize those types of things, just like with Christmas and all that. I don't like to emphasize it because everybody's situation is different, you know. So even if one year you say, okay, well, I'm going to celebrate something this year. Next year your situation may be different. You know, some people don't celebrate a lot of things for various reasons. One, they may have lost a loved one on this day. They may have divorced on this day, or, you know, have, you know, certain things and reasons why they just choose not to celebrate certain things. So I put Valentine's Day in the same category. You know, it's the same category, but, you know, that's just
so
my take
no?
on it. I don't make it a big deal. It's a, yeah,
so
I don't
that,
make it
a
big
that
deal.
A no?
It's not a no or a yes. It's a whatever.
Don't be scared, sister. Come on.
Don't
be scared. Tell
me.
Tell them no.
It's a whatever for me. It's either or.
That's
I don't
that's
have
no.
to celebrate it. If my mate decides to do something, I'm not going to be angry and say, what are you doing? I don't celebrate that. You know, so, and if my mate chooses not to do anything significant, I'm not going to be angry then. So
oh,
it's
wow.
A,
that's
it's
a beautiful thing.
It's not a no or a yes. It's a whatever for me.
See, I like how she said
okay.
that. If her mate chooses not to do anything, it's a whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't tripping. She ain't tripping. See,
right.
I like that. That's what's up.
Now we do have a bit of an issue, guys. Now you tell me how you guys want to handle this. It looks like our stream has been interrupted. Should we just continue if we can? The stream was interrupted. Like it's not no longer recording.
Oh.
Actually,
it's no longer
it
recording.
Recording. Actually, it is recording. I take that back. But we're off our time. So we can continue like we're doing, or we can stop it and start it right back up again.
Now, are we able to talk to callers and all that? No.
Yeah, I don't know. I know at the moment we probably can, but I don't know how long in the state that we will be able to. Like, if we continue through the rest of the duration,
right.
It may prevent us from being able
to
get a
call. How much time we got if we keep going now? How much time we got?
An hour. A little over an hour, actually.
Okay, yeah,
I think we
should keep rolling. I think we should keep rolling.
Okay.
Yeah, I say we should push through for real. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, let's go ahead and push through, family. Sorry about that. Just some, you know, technical difficulties on the back end, but, you know, nothing to worry about. So we can go ahead and just push through. You feel me? Now, my brother Mufasa Rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Day, my brother, why or why not?
Yeah. All right. Man, Valentine's Day. As I'm sitting here right now, no, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. I think it's for suckers. I think Valentine's Day, because we are, let's just be 100. For the most part, the women have taken over that so-called day of Valentine's Day. Most of the time, it's all about giving the women something. Now, there's some women out there who probably do give their guys something, but for the most part, this is centered around women getting things. Now, I look at it like this. It's for suckers. As a good mate takes care of and gives his woman special things all throughout the year. So I don't feel like I should be forced to join all the other losers who just gave a woman something on one day out the year. That they get all the year. They just screwed up. Now they get this one time in the year to make up for it and go out here and buy a teddy bear and some candy. And all the rest of us who be giving our women something all throughout the year, we got to get suckered into it and give something. And if we don't, either A, our women talking about us like a dog or pouting that they didn't get something, you know, we get shunned upon. That's why I said I do like what Rigel said when she said, hey, look, if I don't get nothing, I ain't tripping. And see, that's how I feel it should be, especially if you got a mate that's always doing something for you. If on Valentine's Day, air quote Valentine's Day, you don't get nothing, you shouldn't be tripping. You probably, because you get stuff all throughout the year. Why we got to be forced to give you something on some made-up holiday, which I feel is for the suckers anyway. Well, they ain't done nothing all year long. I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want no part in that partaking in that. Now, in the past, I have been tricked into go ahead and doing stuff. You know, because I already know
that
my mate going to be pouting. It's going to be some pouting going on if I don't. Because she look at it like, well, everybody else got something. Even though she gets up all the time. But she knows it's Valentine's Day, and all her family and friends are going to be asking, what Mufasa get you for Valentine's Day? And so she's going to be pouting. So I get tricked, and I get put in the trick bag of getting something on that day, too. But to me, like I say, it takes the surprise out of it. It's like, man, I just don't like it. I think it's stupid. And it's a dumb day. I think it's for suckers.
It's just for suckers.
You know? It's a dumb day. It's for suckers. You know? And I ain't even went in. And maybe Brother Kev will touch on it. He might touch on it, might not. But, you know, we ain't even broke into what people say the meaning of Valentine's Day is. I've heard some crazy things. I'm not prepared to go into it, but I was going to say Brother Kev might. But why do we even, what is Valentine's Day? Where did it come from? What's the origins of it? What is the origins of Valentine's Day? You know, the little rumbles I heard in passes, it wasn't a good time. So, you know, if Brother Kev don't touch on it, I might can look something up while he, you know, saying what he got to say. But, no, I don't mess with it. I don't mess with it. I know in the black community, we tried to also try to implement something called Black Love Day, which would have been yesterday on the
13th. Right.
You know, didn't hear nothing about it. I didn't see it going across social media. But we stuck messing around with this Valentine's Day. Like, shoot, man, I ain't going to mess with it. I do stuff all year for my mate. Trick me to go out here and spend my money to give like all the other suckers who ain't gay nothing all year. So I ain't with it, bro. I ain't with it. I try my best not to partake it. And even if I do go ahead and give something on this day, I'm getting to the point where I tell my lady, look, this ain't no Valentine's Day gift. I'm just giving you something because. But I still feel like a suck even when I do that. So that's why I'm at that, bro.
Yes, indeed, my brother. My brother Mufasa. family, so if you're just joining us, we're asking the question, do you celebrate Valentine's Day? Why or why not? And, my brother, no, I agree with what you're saying. And as a single man, you know, that was pretty much my stance. I kind of, you know, hated. I didn't really like the day. You know what I'm saying? When you out dating and then you, you know, you've been with somebody for a while and you got to go to the store and get this stuff, do this, do that. And it was just a headache. And like you say, you ended up just spending money for what? You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, what are we doing? Like, because for real, you don't really have to validate love, in my opinion.
There you go. That's right.
You know, you don't really have to validate love. But again, as I'm married and, you know, this is a group effort, my wife does like things for Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? I can't fight it. I've told her. She knows that I'm a conscious, aware brother, and I've told her about, you know, these holidays and what they represent for real. As far as, you know, Valentine's Day coming from the Romans, of course, you know, they started in like the 3rd or 4th century, you know, some people say, but it's connected to Cupid, you know, the god of love and whatnot.